welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is a special members episode. Again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. Let's get into it, and it's Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Red Skull. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV or most any other time, for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you're hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of those pre-sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream. And you never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his giant deputy Jingles risked their lives night and day in bringing law and order to the far west. Every outlaw, bandit, and rustler waited for the chance to write Wild Bill's name on a new notch on his gun butt. One of the most vicious of these led the two famous lawmen into a hair-raising adventure trying to solve the robberies of the Red Skull.
Now, Bill, you know it don't make sense that an owl hoot with a lick of brains would bury his loot out in the open like this.
That's right, Jingles.
Then what in thunder are we digging here for?
This is where the map said the strong box was buried, Budden.
Well, it can just stay there for another 5 minutes. I gotta take a breather, Bill.
All right, Jingles, I'm for that, too.
Woo-wee. Bill, you reckon you could get one of the canteens? I couldn't walk from here to the horses.
Buckshot, Jingles is thirsty.
Now, if that ain't the smartest horse on 4 feet.
He sure is. Well, here's your water.
Joker, doggone it, why ain't you that smart?
Oh, now you've done it, Jingles. There he goes.
Joker, you're on real hop, though. Now come back here.
You'd better apologize to him, partner. It's a long walk back to town.
Oh, come on, Joker. I didn't mean it. Come on back, please.
You're going to have to do better than that.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll give you a big nose bag full of oats when you get to town. With a lump of sugar. 2 lumps, Joker.
That's better, partner.
Yeah, he's got his price.
He's smarter than you think, Jingles.
Yeah, when it comes to talking me out of something he wants.
Well, all right, partner. Come on, let's get back to digging for that strong box. We've got a robbery to solve.
Oh, shucks, Bill. I thought maybe he'd forgot about that.
Not on your life. There was 3,000 in gold in that shipment. Get that picture working.
Yeah, but how do you know that note you got was on the level, Bill?
I don't, but it's the only lead we've got, and I mean to run it down.
Now, doggone it, who's shooting at us?
Maybe this was a good lead after all, partner.
Yeah, but it can get too good, you know. Now, where is that Jasper?
There he is, hiding up there in those rocks.
Well, let's go get him.
That might be just what he wants us to do, partner.
Now, how do you figure that?
If he draws us away from this spot, somebody else could come in and dig up the strong bar.
If it's here, you mean?
Only one way to find that out, and that's to keep digging.
Yeah, and get shot in the back while I'm doing it.
Well, he's not coming very close, Jingles.
He's coming close enough.
Hey, Jingles, you hit something.
I sure did.
Here, let me dig around it.
what it is, Bill. Sure is shooting. Hey, by the way, the jasper in the rocks has quit shooting.
That's good. Yeah, give me a hand.
All right. That's it, Bill. Says Wells Fargo right on it.
Shipment number 326. Hey, this is the right one.
It's locked.
I'll fix that. Here, stand back a little.
Now we'll see $3,000 in gold, all in one box. Woo-wee, that ought to be quite a sight.
Yep. Open the lid and let's be sure.
Bill, look.
Rocks.
All that digging just to come up with a box full of rocks.
Hey, wait a minute, partner. Here's a note.
A note? What's the note doing in that? Hey, Bill, it's written in red ink. What's it say, Bill, huh? Read it, quick.
It just says, Hickok, if you think you can catch up with me, you've got bigger rocks in your head than these. And it's signed, The Red Skull.
Wranglers, once you set eyes on Kellogg's famous Indian Chief pictures, you'll say they're the best you've ever seen. They're big and colorful, swell for your scrapbook or pinned on the wall. And all of the chiefs are shown in their authentic Indian outfits, fierce looking, ready to hit the war trail at the head of their braves.
Yes, sirree, Wranglers, Kellogg's famous Indian Chief pictures are every bit as exciting and colorful as Panhandle says. And best of all, these famous Indian Chief pictures don't cost you a penny. They're printed right on the back of the box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. So buy Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Enjoy these pre-sweetened golden nuggets of corn out of the box like a snack or out of a bowl with milk or cream. You never have to add sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar.
Now, here's some of the names of the famous Indian Chiefs Wranglers. There's Pontiac, Joseph Brant, Black Hawk, Sitting Bull, Powhatan, Tecumseh, and lots of others.
You'll want all of these famous Indian Chief pictures, Wranglers, so be sure to have Mom buy some Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops today. Make sure she looks for the box picturing Guy and Andy on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles dug up the Wells Fargo strongbox and opened it, they found it full of rocks. With the rocks was a defiant note written in red ink and signed with the three words, The Red Skull.
Now, who in thunder's the Red Skull, Bill?
It's somebody that knows we're looking for the robbers, Jingles.
Well, I could figure that out from this note.
All right, here's the other note we received this morning.
The one that told us where to dig, you mean?
Yeah, now look at the two notes side by side.
All right, I'm looking. One's written in pencil and the other one in red ink. And the first one wasn't signed.
But the same man wrote them both.
He did?
Sure. Now look at the way the T's are crossed. The big tails on the Y's.
Well, I'll be a pink-toed elephant. You mean this was all a dirty trick on us?
It sure was. He planted the box with a red note, wrote us another one telling us where to dig.
Well, I'll be dogged. Then who was shooting at us?
The same man, probably. And now he's got the laugh on us.
Well, I'll make him laugh out of the other side of his mouth if I ever get my hands on him.
So will the judge, partner. Let's hit the saddle. Steady there, Buckshot.
Yeah, but we got to catch him first, Bill, and that don't look easy. He's meaner in sin and slick as a muskrat. Where are we going to start looking?
Who's got red ink handy that you know of, Jingle?
Red ink? Well, they got some at Dud Ritter's bank.
Yeah.
And a Wells Fargo office. I saw a bottle on Hank Shooter's desk yesterday.
Say, that's right. And that'll do for a starter. We'll have a talk with Dud Ritter and Hank Shooter. Come on, let's head for town. Get up there, Buckshot. Hot boy.
Get on, Joker. Bill, just better get into something besides talk if I'm going to be satisfied.
Don't worry, Jingles. I'm guessing we'll see plenty of gun smoke before we catch up to that Red Skull.
Red ink? What's all this talk about red ink and red skulls, Hickok?
Now, you just hold your horses a minute, Mr. Ritter, and we'll tell you what it's all about. Unless you already know.
Easy, Jingle.
All I know is that some blasted bandit is robbing every gold shipment in or out of this town, and you two so-called lawmen haven't done anything about it.
Hold on now, Mr. Ritter. We're trying to do something about it.
And you're not being much help, I'm thinking.
Well, what can I do? I'm no detective. I'm a banker.
Yeah, with red ink stains on your fingers.
That's because my bank's going in the red. And why? Because I can't get gold from outside. And if I don't, I'm going to have to close my doors.
Come on, Jingles. We're not getting any place here.
We sure ain't.
Well, get out and find that bandit, Hickok. And don't come around here wasting my time till you got him behind bars.
We going into the Wells Fargo office to talk to Hank Shooter, Bill?
Yeah, he might give us a new lead, Jingle.
Well, if you ask me, we don't need any more leads. That banker man, Dud Ritter, acted as guilty as a killer wolf in a flock of sheep.
That's not enough, Jingle.
Oh, I know. Doggone it, we gotta have proof. Well, I'd just as soon lock Ritter up and get proof later.
Well, here we are. Now, you let me do the talking with Hank Shooter.
Oh, sure. I'll just stand there like a big bump on a... Bill, he ain't here.
So I see.
There's a half-empty bottle of red ink on his desk and a round splotch on his blotter like he spilled some.
That could happen to anybody, Jingles.
Now, doggone it, Bill, cut that out. Every time I dig up a clue, you go and say it don't amount to nothing.
Keep trying, partner. You put them all together, they might add up to something big. You never can tell.
Well, I think they already add up.
Get down, Jingles, down!
Bill, the Red Skull's after us again.
Quiet, partner, quiet. Somebody's coming.
Hey, Hickok, what's happened?
Somebody took a shot at us through that window, and it just might happen to be you, Dud Ritter.
Me? Oh, Jingles, it was me. I'm glad I missed.
You fired that shot, Hank?
Hank, Shooter, I got a good mind to break
hold
your...
Hold it, Jingles.
Oh, hold it, hold it, hold it.
What was the idea, Hank?
I didn't know it was you, Marshal. And these blasted gold robberies have got me as skittish as a two-year-old colt.
I wouldn't let it get me trigger happy if I were you. You know you could hit the wrong man.
And he darn near just did, and I ain't forgetting it either.
What do you know about these robberies, Hank?
I know that road agent's running us out of business.
And it's running my bank out of business, too.
Yeah, you said that once.
How does a bandit find out when the gold's coming in?
How should I know?
All right. Tell me how you get information on a gold shipment.
Me? Why, the information comes by telegraph. And then I look out for the stage bringing it in.
Yeah, and the Red Skull looks out for it, too. Only he gets there first.
And if it's a shipment for the bank, Dud Ritter gets a copy of the telegram.
Mm-hmm. You keep your eyes open, Hank. We'll check with you later. Come on, Jingles.
Uh-oh. You got that look in your eyes again, Bill Hickok. I got a feeling we're headed for a showdown with the Red Skull. All right, Ticker, you old sand flea, jump up and say howdy.
Well, turned to beneath Wild Bill Hickok and his feather-headed friend Jingles.
Feather-headed? Now, don't you call me feather-headed, you prune-faced old buzzard.
Now, come to think of it, maybe there ain't no feathers in your head after all. Maybe there ain't nothing in it.
Well, now, that's better. No, it ain't neither, doggone it.
Hey, you two stand off. Glad to see you're still friends, though.
Sure we are. Shake on it, Jingles.
Sure, Ticker. Shake, put it there.
Grab hold.
I'm a grab. Now, help, 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 help. Bill!
Oh, 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 oh. Ah, you dance real good, Jingles. Best one I ever played that trick on.
You doggone murdering varmint. What'd you do to me?
Just a little shocking machine. Rigged it up myself.
Yeah, and I'll get even with you if it takes all summer.
All right, now, simmer down, you two. We came here on business.
Business? Yes, sir, Wild Bill. What can I do to help you?
Get a couple of telegraph blanks and I'll tell you.
Got them right here. Want to send a telegram?
Not out of town. I want you to make up two telegrams. One goes to Hank Shooter at the Wells Fargo office.
Shooter, yeah.
And the other to the banker, Dud Ritter.
Gotcha.
Bill, what are you up to?
Just a little trap, Jingle.
What you want to say to him, Wild Bill?
I want you to tell one of them that a gold shipment is coming in by stagecoach tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, got that.
Tell the other one the gold is coming by freight wagon 1 hour later at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Bill Hickok, you've been holding out on me again. How'd you find out there's gold coming into town tomorrow night?
I didn't, Jingle.
Oh, it's a trick, huh?
Maybe.
Well,
if we can get the right man looking for the gold shipment, we might have a chance to tangle with the Red Skull.
The Red Skull?
Yeah, the Red Skull, you old walrus. And if you so much as spill a word of this to anybody, I'll come back and sit on you.
Here we are. This is the first lookout spot, Jingles. Pull it out, Buckshot.
Whoop-hoo, Jugger-hoo. How'd you figure all this out, Bill? You got me as curious as a coyote in a chicken coop.
I figure we've got two men who could be the Red Skull, Jingles.
Dud Ritter at the bank or Hank Shooter at Wells Fargo?
That's right. They both know about gold shipments.
So if the stage is held up, we got one, and if it ain't, then what?
Then we hightail it to Bush Trail and watch the freight wagon come through.
You sure picked the two best spots for a holdup. You know, you should have been a road agent yourself, Wild Bill.
Well, let's just hope I guessed right, Jingles.
Quiet, Buckshot, quiet.
Billy heard something. Yeah. Here comes the stagecoach, Bill, right on time.
That's lucky for us. Now keep your eyes peeled for a holdup, Jingles, and be ready for a showdown fight.
Hey, Wranglers, wouldn't it be swell if you could know today just what's going to happen tomorrow? Just imagine the fun you could have telling everybody what was going to take place 24 hours ahead of time. Well, I'm afraid can't any of us do that, but there's one thing I know is going to happen tomorrow for sure. Yep, tomorrow and every day, lots and lots of folks are going to be enjoying Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Starting first thing tomorrow morning, there'll be folks enjoying them for breakfast and all day long for snacks. Now, either way you enjoy sugar pops, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Enjoy some sugar corn pops tomorrow yourself. Tell Mom to look for the package with Guy and Andy racing their horses pell-mell across the prairie right on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Wild Bill Hickok had set up a carefully planned trap to catch the Red Skull in the act of robbing either the stagecoach or the freight wagon. On a high point overlooking a narrow pass, Bill and Jingles waited for action as they saw the stagecoach approaching.
She's coming into the pass, Bill.
Yeah. The Red Skull's going to make his play. He better act fast.
I hope he does. I'm sure itching to throw a set of handcuffs on him. Well, I don't see nobody yet, Bill.
I don't either.
Reckon we could have picked the wrong spot?
Sure. This is the best place to pull a stick up and make a getaway.
Well, she's gone and nothing happened. What are we going to do now?
Play the other card, partner.
You mean go watch the freight wagon?
That's it, Jingles. In 1 hour, old Tarhead will be lumbering up the grade on Bush Trail. We got some riding to do, so let's go.
Hi, Buckshot. Hi, boy.
Jump, Joker. We got some country to cover and a road agent to catch. Ho, ho, ho! Bill, you sure picked the roughest country you could find to ride over.
It's the shortest route to Bush Trail, though, Jingle. Hey, we're coming up to our lookout point now.
No, I'll be too doggone tired to tangle with the Red Skull if we do catch up to him.
Well, here we are. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. Whoo-wee. I'm sure ready to take a breather.
We've still got enough daylight to see by.
If there's anything to see, you mean.
Well, there comes old Tarhead's freight wagon starting up the grade now.
Yeah, but I don't see no owl who's hiding out alongside of the trail.
Those rocks and bushes could hide an army, partner.
Well, if they're down there, I wish they'd make their play. This suspense is killing me.
I could have guessed wrong, you know.
Now, don't go saying that. Then we'd have to start all over.
There it goes, Jingle. Get ready.
Bill, it's a lone rider holding up the freight wagon.
Let's get him. Hi, Buckshot. Move out, boy.
Jump, Joker. We're coming to the end of the trail, and don't dump me going down this hill.
Tarhead's fighting back, Jingles.
I hope he don't run that Jasper off till we get there. Bill, look, that road agent's wearing a red sack over his head with a skull painted on it.
Yeah, and I'm right anxious to see the face under that hood. All right, Buckshot, level off and dig in.
Bill, the varmint's seen us. He's riding off.
After him, Jingles. Hi, Buckshot. Faster, boy.
Hey, why the Bill hit up?
What'd he say, Bill?
I didn't hear him, Jingles. Ooh, Buckshot. Ooh.
Whoa, Jugger, whoa! What you say, Tarhead?
I said that low-down two-faced, pigeon-toed brother to a sad-eyed Gila monster tried to hold me up.
Yeah, we saw it, Tarhead. You all right?
All right, sure I am, but madder than a centipede with two corns and a bunion on each toe. That bandit asked me for a gold shipment. Anybody knows I don't carry no gold.
Billy's getting away.
We'll get him. See you back in town, Tarhead. Come on, Jingles, let's ride. Dig him, Buckshot. Yeah.
Good luck, my dog.
Come on, Joker. We got some tall riding to do to catch that coyote. Ha, ha, ha. Billy's riding right into town.
Yeah, we were lucky to keep him in sight.
You reckon he'll go to the bank or the Wells Fargo office?
We'll soon see. Hey, look, he's pulling up.
The Wells Fargo office.
And we'll ride in behind him, partner. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, whoa, Joker, we're closing in now.
Going in after him, Jingles.
Now, be careful, Bill. You ain't likely to be very welcome.
We'll see about that.
Stay back, you nosy lawmen, or I'll blast your hides off.
You're coming to jail, Shooter. Take it any way you want it.
You just think I am.
Bill, look out! That got his gun hand, Bill.
I ain't through with you yet, Hickok.
Billy's got a rifle.
Oh, no, you don't, Shooter.
This is your finish, lawman.
Drop that rifle.
Look out for him, Bill!
Drop that rifle, Shooter. Grab it, I said.
Oh, you're breaking my arm.
That's better. Get her, Jingles.
I got it, Bill.
Now straighten up and stand hit, Shooter. Your days as a Red Skull are over.
Hey, I heard shooting. What's going on here?
Howdy, Mr. Ritter. You're just in time.
Yeah, we caught the Red Skull for you. There he is.
Shooter? The Wells Fargo agent robbing those stages himself?
That's right. He had some right fancy tricks to cover his tracks, too. Here's a red hood he wore, and his fingers are stained with red ink.
Well, I owe you an apology, Marshal. I thought you weren't doing anything to catch him.
You should have known better than that, Mr. Ritter.
I should have plugged you both in my office yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good trick, too, shooting at us in your own office.
Well, you didn't fool Wild Bill and Jingles none. We got something besides feathers in our heads. We got plenty of something else. When I figure out what it is, I'll tell you, too.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Friday, we've got a brand new story for you. Tell them about it, Andy.
Well, Guy, it's all about a deadly range war between settlers and cattle ranchers, and it's called the Green Valley Feud.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields and Ken Christie. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Thank you.
back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.